Farraga made the statement in a letter to a constituent late last month, but it started gaining attention on the internet this week. The 17-year-old constituent's mother had been hit by a car while bicycling. In his letter, Farraga says he believes no one should ever ride a bicycle or a motorcycle in Suffolk County because he's seen many get hit by cars. He stood by that statement in an interview Thursday and expanded it to include runners.
Suffolk County could change. But right now, it is still a very automobile-centric suburban county. And when you try to interject in this traffic chaos, people who are on bicycles or people who are running, I'm afraid that in many cases, it's a very negative result for those individuals.
That opinion rankled bicycling advocates across the country who say government should do more to make bicycling safe. Tim Blumenthal is the president of People for Bikes, an organization based in Boulder, Colorado.
It's discouraging to see him accept what he considers to be the status quo. And his approach is dramatically different than the approach taken by just about every city and county elected official. You know, the trend in the United States is to recognize and support bicycling.
Suffolk County police records show that 23 pedestrians were killed and at least 18 were injured by cars over the last year. The county is trying to make its roads safer. In 2012, Farraga voted in favor of a law mandating that Suffolk County accommodate bicyclists and pedestrians when designing roads. He also voted to fund bicycle and pedestrian pathways. But Farraga says projects like bike lanes and driver education classes are low priorities for many financially strained towns and villages. He says large-scale developments aimed at making the suburbs more pedestrian and bicycle-friendly are still years off. In the meantime, he advised residents to join gyms or purchase stationary bikes for their homes. Will James, WSHU News.